Okay, so obviously we're going to be seeing Star Wars.
Yep, yep.
You have to.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to see Star Wars.
We're going to be seeing it with Art DeFuente, actually. Yep. So, I mean, that's three-person review.
Mm-hmm. So, with how big Star Wars is and how huge of a Star Wars nerd I am, we just wanted to do a short little thing where we are going to talk about what we expect to see from Star Wars just to see if we're right. I just want to see, like, okay, how many of these that we are correct on.
I got one.
Okay.
I'm just going to throw it out there now.
Because I'll let you go first because
off the wall.
I have an entire theory about, like, the entire plot that I'm going to go through, and it's going to take a lot of time to talk about. So I'll let you go first.
Well, I think they're going to go against the norm of modern cinema. And they're going to do a scrolling text crawl.
Ooh.
At the beginning.
That would be unique.
Yeah. I mean, it's never been done. No. I don't know if studios would like it. But that's what I think they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know if that would fare well with, like, test audiences, but...
I don't know, but I think they're going to go for it. Okay. They have, like, a $1 billion budget. They're doing a text call. Other than that, I just think, you know, a lot of puppets. I think there's going to be a lot of practical effects. Mm-hmm. Very little CGI. I don't think they're going to use much computer animation at all. Damn it, I was going to keep going. You ruined it. Now, I want to hear your predictions,
actually. Okay, here we go. So this is my theory for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Okay. Time for my fucking fan fiction I'm about to fucking spit to you.
Oh, God.
Okay. So I think that the story is primarily going to follow the character of Rey, which is the woman character in Tatooine,
mm-hmm,
with BB-8. And so she seems like that, because they show her like, there's like a Star Destroyer and she's kind of like grappling down it. So I'm guessing that she's some kind of like scavenger. She's probably going to find something that has to do with Luke Skywalker, maybe, or just the rebellion in any way, shape, or form. Regardless, whatever she's going to find, there has to be a reason why that in the trailer, the Empire or the New Order or whatever it's called is attacking Tatooine.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a new Empire. And subsequently, a new rebellion. I don't know exactly how the rebellion's gonna work, or if the Empire... I'm not sure how the Empire's gonna work in this. Like, it seems like that they're a small, kind of like, terrorist group in the galaxy, just kind of based on what it is. Because the biggest thing is that Kylo Ren, in the trailer, you know, he's looking at the Darth Vader mask, and he's talking about, like, I want to finish what you started. But at the end of Return of the Jedi, the Empire's basically...
Yeah, it's kind of finished, dude.
Yeah, so it's done. So I'm guessing that, okay, so the Empire wants to be brought back by Kylo Ren. In the trailers, you see Kylo Ren with, like, 7 other Sith.
Something like that.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure if they're supposed to be Sith, or if they're gonna... I don't know. My guess is that they are just henchmen. I don't think that they're... Sith. I don't remember if they even have lightsabers in the trailer that I saw.
I don't think they did the trailer.
I don't think they did.
Doesn't mean they don't have them.
Doesn't mean they don't. Well, because the thing about them being Sith that would be interesting is, would they be just different Sith, or would they be apprentices? Because if they can't be apprentices, because that would go against the rule of two. Rule of two, I'm gonna get really fucking nerdy. Rule of two with the Sith is that you have an apprentice and a master, and that's it.
That's assuming that they still continue with that, though.
True, because they could... This
continuity
is, yeah,
hasn't
this
been
is,
a strong suit in Star Wars.
Yeah, they can completely go against this and have... Because what it is that originally the Sith took multiple apprentices, but then they decided that that wasn't the way to do it, because they want the apprentice to try to kill the master, to try to overcome, and you can only have two to get that dynamic in the Sith. Of course, since this is a brand new one, they can completely go away with that.
Yeah.
So Kylo Ren, it looks like that he is trying to bring, you know, he's bringing the Empire back, and subsequently, if those are Sith, then he's trying to bring back kind of the Sith Empire. Now, Luke Skywalker has not been talked about at all.
No.
He was only in the very first trailer where it's his voice, and it shows his hand on R2-D2, he's talking about, you know. I think that Luke Skywalker is basically a recluse in the galaxy. I'm not entirely sure where he would be. I think it would be interesting if they did a callback to Return of the Jedi and he's, like, in Dagobah.
That's kind of my guess, is he'd be... He's just living in... He's just cramped up into Yoda's little hut. Just, like, curled up in a little ball.
But I think that Luke is specifically being reclusive because at the end of Return of the Jedi, when he is battling Darth Vader, he gets really Sithy because he's using his anger.
This is something I think as well. He's going to be reclusive because he's afraid.
Yeah, of going to the dark side.
He's afraid he's going to the dark side.
Because he uses his anger to defeat Darth Vader. And, you know, Vader kills Palpatine and everything like that. But it's still that kind of, you know, the dynamic of, like, I did that.
Yeah.
And with this, J.J. Abrams is talking about, like, the main theme of this is, like, bringing balance to the Force. And I think that they're going to play on the dark and light side. And what better than Luke that obviously is kind of swayed. See, even in Return of the Jedi, I mean, I remember when I was younger watching it, I initially thought that, like, Luke was, like, going to the dark side. Like, he was, like, fake doing it, but then it's kind of does.
I mean, if you look at the prequels, mm-hmm. that's the beginning of, like, where Anakin started.
Yeah.
You know, Anakin just kept going, where I think Luke is like, fuck you, I'm living in a cave.
Yeah. Because before they showed any trailers or anything, I thought that the new one was going to completely
revolve. He has a Jawa waifu? No? No?
God damn it.
Yep.
I thought that they were going to do...
Ooh, titty, and he's like, ooh, titty indeed.
No, Luke's not fucking a Jawa.
You don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Oh, God.
Maybe he'll crash on an island.
No, what if...
It is J.J. Abrams. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Got that out of your system? Yeah. Got your Lost reference?
Lost!
I knew it. I was like, he's gonna do one.
You have to.
So, I initially thought that when they were going to do the new movies, that they were going to focus on Luke making the new Jedi Order. Like, running the Jedi Academy like it is in, like, the books and everything. Based on the stuff in the trailers, it does not seem like that's going to happen.
No, this is like post-apocalypse Star Wars.
Yeah.
Almost. It's hard to say.
Yeah. So my theory is that Luke is
We're also assuming the imagery in the trailers is the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Which it
that could be how the movie ends.
Exactly.
Like, we have no idea.
So my theory is that Luke is going to be pretty reclusive because of his fear of going to the dark side, and I don't think that he's going to be a prevalent figure until the end of the movie. I don't see that happening. It could even be a plot point that maybe they find something that has to do with Luke, and they're trying to find him.
I think Luke's going to go out Obi-Wan style in this.
You think Luke's going to die in this one?
I think he might.
See, with characters dying, this was actually one that I was going to say. I think Han Solo is going to die. I don't know what it is. I just got this feeling about it. I don't want him to die.
No, but he looks pretty close.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they're going to incorporate the characters in more movies.
That's kind of my thing is, are they going to?
I don't know.
I don't know. Harrison Ford, I don't see him signing on past one.
No.
Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, they have nothing else to do.
And Mark Hamill loves me.
He does. He says he doesn't. He does.
He does.
You know why? Because that's how we know who Mark Hamill is. He's not dumb. And Star Wars bought Carrie Fisher so many drugs. Yes.
Now, here's my prediction about Leia. Leia obviously is going to be in the movie. I think, like Luke, she's not going to be a prominent figure until way later in the movie. I think the biggest thing right now is talking about, like, if Rey is Han Solo and Leia's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also the theory that it's Luke's daughter. But then you'd have to have Mara Jade Skywalker from the extended universe.
You don't have to.
Yeah. Oh, God. This is why it's so hard. Because they decanonized everything in the extended universe. So, like, I want to say that it's going to have to be these characters, but it doesn't
absolutely
have to.
Doesn't at all, no.
So, oh, God damn it.
I see Leia having more of a political role.
That's what I was going to... Yeah, because Leia is she's a political leader.
I see her having, like, an Amidala role. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, an Amidala role. You know, that type of role. Where she's really forwarding the plot,
mm-hmm.
but kind of hands off in the back.
And I guess
snorting lines of coke.
It's interesting to see also, like, what Han Solo is going to have to do with this movie as well. Like, is he going to...
I know he lifts a door.
Yeah.
I do know he lifts a door in one
scene. There is the Millennium Falcon. However, there was the new trailer where it shows Finn in, like, the gunner seat. And I think Rey is piloting it. So is Han going to be giving them the Falcon?
Han would have sold it to them.
But what if Rey is his daughter and then he's like passing it
down? He still would have sold it to them. This is Han Solo we're talking about.
So I see Han being the forefront, big main returning character, but I don't see Leia or Luke being relevant until later.
I can actually see Han Solo being not in it much.
They could completely swerve.
Mm-hmm. Like, he's there at the beginning, he's like, hey, yeah, I'm selling you this thing. All right. He's just, like, running a junk shop with Chewie. Him and Watto.
That's all I was going to say, Watto.
He's like, hey, I'm Solo.
So, with the Rebellion, which has our favorite actor, Oscar Isaacs.
I love him. I'm so excited to see him.
It's going to be great. I hope that he is a main character. I'm guessing he is, because he's been in a lot of trailers and stuff.
I hope so. He's so good.
So, there's... Okay, so with his character, my guess is that he is... He seems like he's going to be kind of a younger Luke role with the Rebellion. Like a forefront ace pilot. He's in that cool black X-Wing and stuff like that. So he's going to be... I think he's going to be a major character. With Finn, the stormtrooper that is maybe a Jedi?
I don't know about that one.
I don't know what his character is going to be. Because there is a scene where they've shown where Kylo Ren and Finn are going to have a lightsaber duel in a forest. The question comes, is Finn actually a Force-sensitive Jedi?
What does his lightsaber mean?
What do you mean?
Do you remember that big, with the first teaser trailer?
Oh, that's right.
Broke that down, and I'm like, guys, no, this is not, no, not the important part.
Well, it's just interesting because, okay, is that lightsaber... First, we have to talk about the lightsabers, though, because he has a blue lightsaber. Where did that come from?
Yeah.
Another theory I have with it is that it could be... this is a stretch. This is a big stretch. So the Death Star blows up. What if that's Obi-Wan's lightsaber?
Nah, I don't think so.
Hey, never know.
It could be.
Could be. Think about it. Maybe that's what they find.
My guess is they're not going to explain it. He just has a lightsaber.
They'd have to explain it somehow. He has to get it from somewhere.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. How would they not? You can't just give a character a lightsaber in Star Wars. Yeah, in the time frame where there are... Well, true.
We don't know.
God damn it. See, that's the issue. God, fuck.
We don't know that there's not lightsabers around.
But
there could be. We don't know that Jedis don't exist.
Yeah.
We don't know that. God damn. So, no, you don't have to explain that.
True.
He could just be a Jedi. We don't know. We don't know anything.
Yeah, I know. That's why this is just theories.
So, I will say Star Wars is great at their trailers. We know nothing. We know some images. And that's where I think they've shown Han Solo.
Yeah.
Prominently in a trailer. I don't feel he's going to have a very prominent role. Yeah. I just don't. We'll see.
I think...
He lifts the door.
Finn, I don't know if he's actually going to be a Jedi or not. Because there's the battle, and there's going to be that lightsaber duel. But out of the characters, I would think that Rey would be Force sensitive.
Who's to say they're not both?
See, that's the thing. They could just...
Because that leads into... I'm going to assume it. I hope I'm wrong prediction with the movie. This is going to be very, very balls-to-the-wall action. And I know a lot of people would say that'd be awesome. To me, Star Wars is about the characters. I want the action, but I also want the story.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, J.J. Abrams, I will say, this is with shows like Lost, it's character-driven.
Mm-hmm.
But then in movies, you see Mission Impossible, Star Trek. He turned them into, like Star Trek, he turned it into a straight-up act, crazy action film. That's a worry I have with this film. I hope I'm wrong.
See, I'm okay with it being a lot of action.
I just don't want too much action.
My biggest thing that I've talked about previously is that I want the lightsaber battles to not be like they were in the prequels.
They're going to be like they are in the prequels.
I'm just hoping that maybe he doesn't. Because the lightsaber... Okay, here's the thing. So you have...
It would be cool if your theory's right. The Jedis, they're not around anymore. They're untrained.
Yeah.
They don't have the discipline and skill. So it could be more of a visceral...
See, I'd be okay with it. Yeah, because if it is like that, you know, there haven't been Jedi for a while, and so they aren't trained, then I'm okay with that, in that action. But, you know, what was so great about the original lightsaber duels in the original trilogy was that there was so much mind games, and they were very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them had weight to it. Like, the fights weren't just... colors happening and fucking lightning.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like you're talking about a Yoda fight.
Oh my god.
which everybody loved. I hated that fight.
It's fucking stupid. Hated that fight. It's fucking stupid. I can't hate that one. Ugh. So I'm hoping that, like, there's obviously going to be the fight in the forest between Finn and Kylo Ren. I hope that, I think it's going to be kind of crazy, but I hope it's not, for, I hope Kylo Ren's not, like, fucking doing crazy force shit. It's just a fight.
My guess is they will be doing crazy force shit, and they will be flipping around.
I hope, but we'll see.
I feel confident in saying that is going to happen. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
Another theory that I would love to see,
like, a Mad Max style Star Wars.
Or just, God. That would actually, they are going to be doing tons of spinoffs and stuff, so they can always do that.
I don't know, I just think they're cool. Do you think we'll see an Ewok?
No.
I think they'll make it to Endor.
No. I don't see them revisiting any location other than Tatooine and maybe, like, you know, if he is in Dagobah.
I think it would be cool if he's in Dagobah. I hope he is. Probably. I mean, if he's going to hide out, don't hide out on your home fucking planet.
Well, here's the thing with Dagobah, because the reason why that Yoda was there was because Dagobah was on the far outreaches and the dark side couldn't get him. So I think that that would be naturally where Luke would gravitate towards.
Yeah.
So with going on more with Finn's character, you know, obviously he was a stormtrooper and he gets swayed into, it looks like, you know, with the rebellion and stuff. If he is a Jedi, I think that's cool. I think that opens up to, I hope either Rey or Finn are force sensitive and then are able to become Jedi, because then that would cool dynamics for the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
You could show more Jedi training other than just the standard, you know, Luke.
Maybe Yoda. We're in a world where the Jedis exist. They know that they're Jedis, but Jedis aren't looked upon highly anymore.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of like hide. I don't know. They could take this so many different ways.
Well, another thing, I think I've thought about the name of it too a lot. The Force Awakens. What if there's after, you know, Return of the Jedi, there haven't been any new Jedi for a while, and these are like the first like batch of new Jedi that come, you know, because then you talk about Rey and Finn, you know, the Force Awakens within them, and then it kind of spreads.
I hope they have a Hayden Christensen ghost come talk to them. I'll be pissed if they do that.
I'm okay with it if they have a Force ghost or something. I'm not that upset about that, but not
I know if it's Hayden Christensen,
then that would be fucking stupid.
I'm gonna be mad.
So, okay, in terms of the rest of the plot, I see, so if they are force sensitive and stuff, I can see Luke kind of training them. I'm not entirely, I know that there's going to be a big battle between the Empire and the Rebellion.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be the battle between Kylo Ren and them, which I'm guessing is going to be the end.
I would assume.
I think it would be really interesting if Kylo Ren does not lose. If you set Kylo Ren up as the main antagonist for, like, the remainder of these movies?
I honestly think it would be a bad decision if he loses. Because you're starting a whole new story. This isn't a prequel. You're not leading you're starting a whole new story. You need to establish the big bad.
Yeah, because he could be the big bad and cut down either Finn or Han Solo and establish him as a main villain.
Yeah. So I think they need to do that.
You know, they could do that, or if they could use it as if Kylo Ren does get defeated, then his master, then you find him, they could set up him as a big bad. It can go a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I just feel you need the big bad in this movie. But who knows? There might be a big bad in this movie that
nobody knows about and everything like that. Everything's so secretive, and that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
I also I'm really 50-50 on whether I think that it's going to have a good ending or not. Not like, not good quality, but like,
but like Empire?
Yeah, like, you know, with the first, you know, New Hope, it has the good ending and everything with it. And then they're able to
expand. I think this will have a good ending.
I think
you start with good ending.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Because they could have like
their rebellion. It's going to be setting up the sequel.
Yeah. Now here's a character I do want to talk to you about, because I want to see.
It'll end with them building a Death Star.
There is another Death Star.
I know. That's why it's funny to me.
So I don't.
You think give up on the Death Star, dude? Yeah. Give up.
Well, I think with
put
the Death
a door on it.
I think the Death Star in this series is more so like a mobile armament. Like it's not a weapon necessarily. I think it's just like a big carrier. So, one character I do want to talk to you about, because I want to see what your thoughts are on what this character is going to be.
Chewbacca.
Not Chewbacca. Captain Phasma.
Who's Captain Phasma?
Captain Phasma is the metallic clad stormtrooper that is played by the woman that plays the Game of Thrones character. I forget which Game of Thrones.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I'm interested on, because this character has been branded a lot, has an actual name to it, looks completely different than all the other stormtroopers. Seems like she's gonna have a prominent role, but I'm really wondering what her role is gonna be.
It could be like a General Grievous type.
It's kind of what I was leaning towards, because they showed in that there's gonna be.
Is she a stormtrooper?
Yeah, I mean it's different armor. She has like cape and shit.
Could be a bounty hunter.
I don't know. But would you be a bounty hunter? Well, god damn it. You can't. Yeah. She could be a bounty hunter.
Could be a bounty hunter.
But.
I take. Why
would she be called Captain Phasma, though?
Well, to me, I think that's just it. It's in that captain role just to give something so they're not mindless.
Yeah.
Because we now know they're all clones, you know. So.
Well, not now, anyway.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, no, but they're not all clones in 4, 5, and 6.
Well, they never said they were or weren't.
They're different. They're on the Death Star.
I'm talking about stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Wearing helmets. I mean, they're different. They're only different when Luke and them dress up as them.
Yeah.
And Barf. His tail's sticking out.
Yeah.
It's okay. I had to get Spaceballs in here something.
So what do you think is going to be the very end?
That I have no idea.
See, this is... I think my theory is the very end... I think it's going to be the lightsaber duel.
Do you think the one in the trailer? I do too. Mm-hmm. I've thought that since I saw it in the trailer. I think that is
the final fight. Because Kylo Ren has his helmet off too, so it's going to be a big reveal for that.
As much as I say, I think there will be a lot of action, I think a good way to play this movie, depending on how the story goes, because I also kind of believe that there haven't been Jedis in a long time, that would be the lightsaber duel. Is the end. Like, you don't have one until the end.
Yeah. Which would be good.
I think that would be good. Because I really think they need to build character. I think J.J. Abrams can. I guess it's just his track record with Star Trek. Worries me a little bit. They're fine movies, but it's just... That one's different, though, because, like, you know who these people are. I don't need to explain it. There's this one, we don't know who any of them are. Except for old-ass Harrison Ford.
I do have a question for you.
J.J. Abrams did break his back.
Do you? Oh yeah, he
broke his back.
Do you think Boba Fett will be in this movie?
No,
don't think Boba Fett's going to show.
I do not think Boba Fett will be in this movie.
A little part of me thinks that he will.
Really?
Because there's rumors that they're going to be doing a Boba Fett spinoff.
Oh shit, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That is right.
I don't know if he'll be prominent.
Well, he's never been prominent.
Yeah,
I think one of the biggest mistakes they could do if he's in it is make him prominent.
Make him, yeah, a big prominent character.
Because this dude gets love by being on screen for 2 minutes.
But if they don't show him on the screen, do you think they'll at least mention him?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think that if they are going to do a Boba Fett spinoff, I'm guessing the spinoff is going to be him getting out of the Sarlacc pit. So if you have Han Solo, he'll probably mention something about Boba.
Yeah, I think there will be a mention. I think we're going to get a lot of
nods,
mentions, and just in passing lines of like, hey, I know who that is. But we'll see. I hope they don't shove it down our throat. So that I don't want this to be a fan service film. I don't think it will be, because it's Star Wars and you're servicing them enough by giving them a new Star Wars movie and new toys. Totally off subject. I saw people complaining online the other day of, fuck Disney. Fuck Star Wars, because all they're doing is they're using this movie to put it on every product. I'm like every other Star Wars movie.
Yeah, there's no different. What are you talking?
Yeah, like that's a big complaint people have. They're using it to sell everything. They always have.
They've done that since the very beginning.
I had Star Wars bubble bath as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so much crap.
I'll fucking buy everything on Star Wars. I'm such a sucker for Star Wars.
Do you remember when the prequels and everybody went out and started buying Pepsi and Diet Pepsi?
Yep.
To collect the fucking cans?
I would
buy 24 packs of Diet Pepsi, take one can, and either give them the rest away or throw them away. For one can. I might still have some somewhere.
Star Wars is a marketing juggernaut. People need to understand that.
I look at how well... Yeah. What you told me something the other day about financials.
Yeah. So Star Wars, the new movie, has already completely made its money back solely off of merchandise.
People are buying merchandise on characters they don't know who they are.
Which I have not done. I've been very good.
I've seen stuff, I'm like, that looks awesome. I'm like, I'm going to wait to see if I like the movie.
See, that's the thing. Like, there's a Kylo Ren mug that I really, really like. It has, like, him on it and has, like, the New Order and stuff.
Which,
like,
speaking
that.
Of that, something we might do that we mentioned is do a recap or yes. follow-up episode. Because one of our worries is we're going to watch Star Wars and we're going to record it and we're going to be like, oh my God, it's so amazing. It's Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And then a week or two is going to pass and we're going to be like, wait, that's kind of shit.
Because that's how the Phantom Menace was.
That's how Phantom Menace yeah. was.
Because I am going to...
I loved Phantom Menace when I saw it. I saw it like 2 or 3 times in theater. I loved it. And then about a month went by and I was like, the more I thought about
it... after you get past it being Star Wars, then you start thinking about it.
But the difference there is... That was a long time between movies. Mm. This isn't as... It doesn't feel as long.
It's about... Yeah.
It's quite a ways. But it doesn't feel that way. So...
Yeah, because I'm worried that I'm... Just because it's Star Wars. Star Wars... Okay. Star Wars is one of the most important things to me. Like, as bad as that sounds, it's just... It's one of those things that my entire life has been a part of my life.
Yeah. So, we are going to go in... At least Lincoln is going to go in... With a very biased opinion.
Yes.
And we will openly admit that.
Yeah.
So that's where a recap might mm-hmm. come into play. We'll see. And speaking of that, Art, who will be doing it mm-hmm. with us, just recently watched all 6 movies.
Yes.
In yeah. order. From 1 to 6.
Yeah, an interesting dynamic that we're hoping that we have for the Star Wars is that, you know, I am admittedly a Star Wars, like, mega fan.
Yeah.
You are more of a casual Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I do love Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I am not obsessed into the lore like Lincoln,
yeah.
as you could tell. And
I didn't even go that far in. I didn't want to bore.
And people. Art just watched them. He hadn't seen the prequels. Mm-hmm. He hadn't seen the other ones since he was a kid.
Yeah.
So he already had a fresh take. I'm not going to spoil that
mm-hmm.
on some of the movies that we would have never even considered. Mm-hmm. So we'll save that for the podcast. It'll probably be a long one.
Yeah, could be a 2-parter.
I'd say we just make one long episode.
Yeah, we could just make one long episode. So, yeah, it'll be good.
iTunes doesn't like 2-parters.
Yeah, true.
So we'll do one long episode.
But I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I wanted to ask of your opinion on in terms of, like, what's going to be in the movie.
Do you think there's going to be any cameos from people we haven't seen? Other than you mentioned Boba Fett.
I would freak the fuck out if Lando shows up.
Lando would be pretty cool.
I don't... He's, like, fucking 80, though.
So?
But,
so
yeah, true. Harrison That's Ford. What I was going to say. Harrison Ford looks, like, aged leather.
He looks ragged as fuck in this.
He doesn't look that bad.
He looks bad, dude. He looks bad.
But if Lando showed up, that would be really cool. You mentioned Ewoks.
I don't think Ewoks will be in it.
I could see if, like, they're on some kind of, like... Okay, so you know how Leia is basically going to be a political character?
Oh, they'll do, like, the E.T. thing?
Kind of, yeah. Like, if she's, say, Cloud City, something like that, or Bespin, and they show, like, a big crowded area, I feel like you'd probably see some of, like, the, like, maybe an Ewok walking by, and...
Maybe.
Different aliens that you've seen in the previous yeah. movies. But, I would say Lando would be interesting to see as a cameo.
I want to see Watto come back.
Watto's probably dead.
I fucking love him, though.
He's probably dead.
I like Watto.
I have a... Hey, actually, in there, after we're done recording this, I have a Watto... Going back to the merchandising, I don't know why I have this, but they used to have, like, Slurpees that had, like, the different tops to them. Yeah. I have a Watto top.
You have a Watto top? Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I just loved his voice.
Oh, do you think there's going to be a Hutt in this movie?
I think there will be a Hutt in this movie, okay. Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be an actual character or just, like, a... Cause that's the thing.
I hope it's an actual character.
That'd be cool.
One thing I am looking forward to this movie, I joked about at the beginning, but they have said that they're relying heavily on practical effects. Obviously, they're not all going to be practical, mm-hmm. but I'm excited for puppetry.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
I do hope that there are a lot of puppets.
Like, I'm excited for it. Because the Hutt made me think of it. Look at how much better the Jabba the Hutt puppet looked versus the shitty CGI. No. That was one of the worst scenes they ever added.
Do you think there's going to be another Yoda-like character?
I don't think so. I don't.
I've been trying to think.
Yoda will be mentioned.
Yeah.
Especially from Luke. Luke is going to talk about Yoda, and he's going to talk about Obi-Wan. I think Yoda is one of those characters, he's best left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it would be sad to see another...
Like, what if they do, like, Force Ghost
Yoda? What race is Yoda? Do you know that? They never say in the movies.
They don't.
But I'm asking you if you know.
I can't remember the actual
name of it. Whatever his race is, I don't want to see any more of them.
I know, like, their home planet, and I know, like, their culture and stuff.
I just don't want to see any more.
Yeah, I don't. I think I was, like, a mentor character, like an old sage.
I think that's where Luke's going to come in.
Yeah, that'll be good.
That's why I do think he's going to be on Dagobah. I hope he's on Dagobah, just because I want to see how they do Dagobah now. It was always one of my favorite locations. I loved it.
I would say Dagobah or...
And then Luke has a 45-minute death scene, much like Yoda.
Closer.
Yeah, I don't see Luke dying.
If he does, I see him going out like Obi-Wan.
Do you think it would be with Kylo Ren, or do you think it would be with, like, a big something? Or I think Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren?
But I really want to see them make him the big over this whole... Because it's going to be a trilogy, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
At least. I want to see him be, like, the Darth Vader type. Yeah. You know?
I just hope that his character is...
back and forth until finally good prevails over evil.
I hope that his character is actually menacing.
Yes. I hope he's menacing. I hope the acting is... good, because the prequels it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful for these actors.
They're all very competent.
So I'm very... That's a big plus to me.
Well, one thing, with the guy that's doing Finn, he does like Star Wars. And I think that when you have that love, you know, if you have that love for the franchise, I feel like he's going to go above and beyond so it doesn't fuck up.
Well, my thing too is, I go back to J.J. Abrams. He knows the reception the prequels got. He's not, like, what was one of the first things he said?
Midichlorians?
I assure you there will be no midichlorians in this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows, like, these are hot-button issues. That's not a thing that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Why would it, though?
Yeah.
They don't need to explain things in this. It would be a good way, though, if Jedis aren't around anymore, to kind of explain the history of Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be interesting to see in film. Because unless you're a book nerd that reads the books, you don't really know. They're just, there are Jedi.
Yeah.
And there are Sith.
Yeah, one thing that I'm really hopeful about this movie is that I want them to go back to the Force being more mystical.
I hope that when they're on Tatooine, they walk by and there's still the burnt bodies.
Oh, God. That's not gonna happen.
I know, it'll be hilarious.
I'm hoping...
just chalk outlines in the sand.
I'm hoping for a Gamorrean guard cameo, because they're like my favorite.
I want to see the Imperial guards, the red.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them again. I know they won't be in it.
It'll be cool.
They're the coolest looking fucking characters. I always, like, wanted their figures as a kid, because I thought they were cool.
I am really interested to see... Okay, so...
And I want to see the Gungans.
No.
I want a whole movie of Gungans.
No, please, no Nabu.
I hope... J.J. Abrams did sneak in what he wanted to.
Yeah,
the Jar Jar and Carbonite.
Yeah.
I really hope he does.
So, there is one thing that I actually completely forgot about that I wanted to talk about. So, with our theory on that Jedi are not prominent in the movie...
Which we are going to be so wrong immediately.
See, this
with
is
that.
The thing. There's a scene in the trailers where there's the Stormtrooper, and he has, like, a baton and, like, a shield. What the fuck is up with that? Because... Finn has a lightsaber, and then you see the dude just fucking pull it out. Does that mean that there have been Jedi, and the Empire is like, trying to combat them with their ground troops? Or is that just completely situated? Like,
well, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
Star Wars got me hot and bothered right now. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. They could take it a lot of ways, because you could also go into the times they have a change. People aren't fighting with guns and lightsabers anymore. They're fighting with whatever they have. Or
yeah, because you also don't... Because with the Empire, think of how much money... Okay, if we're looking at, like, the economic sale of the Empire, think of how much money was dumped into all of these Death Stars and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what if the Empire is... This new Empire is just kind of, like, barely scraping by, using shitty batons.
That's kind of what I'm... We'll see. Yeah. I have no idea. Maybe they don't need anything more, because it is just a... kids, you know, like, that they gotta keep in line.
True. I guess I just really... I'm interested to see how big the Empire's clutch on the galaxy is.
I think this is gonna end with the Empire really becoming a force.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna set up a big... It's obviously gonna set up episode 8.
Yeah.
But I think it's gonna be more, these are our characters, these are their motives, these are their personality traits. This is what I want, other than the huge action film that I'm afraid we'll get.
I want it to just be a cohesive story, like A New Hope.
And then set up the, like, oh yeah, I'm building that thing. And they're like, what the fuck? You know, like,
Are we going to see Force Lightning?
I don't think we'll see Force Lightning. Yes. I don't think we're going to... I hope we don't see a lot of Force.
I want to see the subtle Force stuff, like but, Luke using mind.
But
stuff.
Again, like, what I want to see is these powers haven't been seen in decades, centuries. Yeah. Who knows how long it is between 6 and 7.
Yeah.
That time frame. Well, it's not centuries. It's fucking Hansel was still alive. But yeah. Quite a while. But
it's at least like 40 years. Something something in that range.
What I'd like to see is there are Jedi. They're just laying low.
Yeah, because, I mean, even in the original trilogy, it's not like that the Jedi are prominent figures.
No.
And
not like the prequels where there's hundreds of them.
Yeah. But then you can go into... And there's the Order that's... I'm not even getting that.
Don't be a nerd.
No. But, you know, with... The Jedi not being prominent, there's more area for them when they actually do Force stuff for it to be exciting, like in the original ones, like when Palpatine uses Force lightning for the first time, you're like, holy shit!
But then where did that come from?
Yeah, but yeah. Then in the prequels, it's just fucking
all the time
bananas.
So we'll see.
Yeah, those are our kind of predictions and
for it to fit properly as sequels. It needs to follow kind of the story in the original trilogy. But it's 2015, which leads me to the everything's bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how movies work now. So it could easily go either way.
Yeah.
We just hope it goes one and not the other.
So I will be interested to see what I am completely wrong about.
Like, we're going to be like way wrong immediately. Just right the opening the text crawl will say like... Episode 7, the Jedi's have tripled in force.
Yeah.
Like, well, fuck.
Oh, goddamn.
All right.
Yeah. So,
the entire planet of Jedi's now.
So, get excited. We will be seeing Star Wars.
Very soon.
Very
soon. Should be our next movie episode.
Should be. Yep.
Yeah. Because NXT will be our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's a lot of wrestling right now.
Yeah.
I do want to say, whoever's listening to this, thank you for being patient with us.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of personal stuff we had to take care of.
Yep.
Not going to get into that, obviously.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. We love you.
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
A Merry Krampus.
A Krampus Christmas. You are.